for a long and healthy life.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and Prozac on a sesame seed bun. You guys remember that? Anybody old enough to remember that? It was the old Burger Swing commercial, wasn't it? Or was it at McDonald's? I don't even remember anymore. I grew up on all of that garbage food, so I know from what I speak, from what I ate, from how I suffered. And now the link to the Unhappy Meal. Oh, no, don't tell me, Rob. You're going to ruin that for me, too? Happy Meals are no longer happy? No, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, they're not. Unhappy Meals. Question. Are fast food, depression, linked? That's right. Medical unit here covered on ABC News brought this out. You've heard of eating comfort food to make you feel better, but did you know eating fast food may be linked to clinical depression? Tell me no, I don't want to eat. Oh, I don't want to give up on that. You know, I joked about in my lecture, of course, as I will do from time to time at the Nullify Now event in Philadelphia just yesterday, about the original four food groups from which I was exposed early on. Pizza, hot dogs, Coca-Cola, and potato chips, not necessarily in that order. And that somewhere along the line, the government had to go screw it up and then came up with the eat like an Egyptian. Yeah. Was that the Bangles? Eat like an Egyptian, or was that another group? I don't know, these girl groups, I remember. Eat like an Egyptian. They made a food pyramid. With, of course, those who lobbied the hardest giving the lion's share of the pyramid. And you know who that was, you know, big food and grain, genetically modified, stripped of any nutrition, stripped of its selenium, stripped of its glucose tolerance factor, chromium, GTF chromium, and then facilitating depression. That is what happened. And then it wasn't good enough. It wasn't bad enough. It wasn't horrific enough. It wasn't Egyptian enough. We went to a dozen food pyramids. Now you had to eat not like one Egyptian, but like 12 Egyptians. And somewhere along the line, somebody complained and said, that's just too confusing, government. You got to ease it up on us. Come on, go easy. We're just a bunch of sheeple. We couldn't fight the pyramid too much. And so Michelle Obama to the rescue. And she comes out with a plate. And there's not enough room on the plate, so we have to have a little saucer, like we're a bunch of kitty cats drinking our saucer of genetically modified, hormone-infested, antibiotic-laced, pasteurized milk. Lap it up, folks. Obama comes up. It's colorful! Come on, it's pretty! Who lobbied to get the biggest and best colors, the brightest colors, on the food plate? Our mistake was ever thinking that government could or should direct us toward proper nutrition. The fact that we've allowed ourselves to come to this level in our history in America begs the question as whether we deserve our freedom. Independence Day, summer festivities, we're heading through spring fast, rapidly approaching that 2012 summer. Independence Day, what will we celebrate? Our independence or our toxic food dependence? Now we got Happy Meals that are unhappy, linked to depression. Researchers in Spain claim that depression is 51% more likely to occur in people who consume large amounts of fast food, like hamburgers, hot dogs, and pizza. Those were all on my list. Nothing about free grazing meats, of course.
Hot dogs are largely processed. Pizza containing genetically modified ingredients, refined wheat, if you will. No chromium in it. Hormone-infested, RBGH-infested, pasteurized milk products converted into cheese or cheese food. Pepperoni with BHA, BHT to preserve freshness on top of the pigs it may come from that are wallowing in toxic mud, kept alive and fattened up for slaughter with antibiotics. And we wonder why we're not all depressed. Of course, the great danger are those of you looking at new media, reading natural news, listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and getting information unapproved by the FDA. Yeah, we're not approved by the FDA. How dare you listen to this program? You might get subversive thoughts. You might get diagnosed with oppositional defiance disorder. You might be odd like me. And of course, then you're in good company. Because you're much like the founders of this country, those of you listening in and around these United States, or what's left of it. Because we have listeners from all over the world that love the message of liberty that they get here each week, that you get here each week. It's refreshing, isn't it? The pause that refreshes the Robert Scott Bell Show. The more fast food you consume, the greater the risk of depression. El Mundina Sanchez Villegas, lead author of the study, said in a statement. Don't forget other junk food items like donuts and croissants. Oh, no, not my croissants. In the South, they're called crescent rolls. Of course, refined flour, devoid of the nutrients, particularly the glucose tolerance factor, chromium, the GTF chromium that we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. And if you're not loading up on 100 micrograms of GTF chromium three times a day, what are you doing? You're lacking in energy. You may have difficulty transferring energy into and out of the cells. You may be hypoglycemic. You may even be diabetic. So call up Jonathan right now or on the break at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And then you'll get plugged in to the minerals that you're missing, like the selenium that prevents cancer, unlike 89% of the cancer studies that don't, you know, prove that they can treat cancer. They can certainly kill you with cancer treatment. But reversing cancer? No, that's nutritional. And then Jonathan Emord has to go and beat the FDA seven times, and still the FDA does not want you to know that nutrients do prevent, cure, mitigate, relieve, release, treat, reverse cancer and any number of diseases, because all disease is evidence at some level of nutrient deficiencies. And even the microbial infestation is the result of certain lacks, if you will, because of the toxic exposure to big food, so to speak. Now add to that the genetically modified organisms. The more you eat fast food, the more risk of this depression. Because the more it takes you out of the universe itself, out of living life, the more your cells are desperately defending themselves against that which you're putting in, thinking, oh, I'm doing myself a good favor. I'm hurrying along so I can complete my task, stopping over at the drive-thru. Increased depression, which, by the way, is not evidence of a lack of Prozac, Paxil, or Zoloft, but may indeed be evidence of a lack of omega-3 essential fatty acids. Which is why if you're not consuming at least 1, 2, maybe even 3 grams or 3,000 milligrams of a combined EPA and DHA every day, you may find yourself more likely to be in that depressed state that is also exacerbated by eating food devoid of vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, and essential fats instead replaced with, yeah, even trans fats still exist. Hydrogenated oil still exists. And they're going to try and convince you that saturated fat is the evil. It is not. It is not. In fact, it doesn't cause heart disease. I'll get to that because this hour I'm going to reveal to you a new vaccine to prevent heart attacks. I kid you not, man. These people are twisted. If they're even people at the level of the pharmaceutical medical industrial complex, they won't even acknowledge the real cause of heart disease like we will do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Depression? Depression? Yeah. Come and get your fast food here. We got your depression. To all beef patties, you know what I mean? Throw a little Prozac ketchup in there. How about some Zoloft mustard? And do you have any Paxil-laced mayonnaise? Yeah, yum, yum. That'll be good. And you know, if you're really hungry, you might want to throw some bacon on that fast food cheeseburger. Bacon loaded with nitrates. Again, I'm not talking about the bacon from the local farmer you may be getting from a locally raised pig up in Michigan. There might be a plethora of bacon available to you because the government there wants to slaughter all of the pigs who have the wrong color hair. Yeah, I kid you not. I covered that earlier in the week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, which, by the way, can be heard 6 days a week total, not just one. If you love the Robert Scott Bell Show, one day a week here on GCN and on affiliates all over planet Earth up there in Anchorage, Alaska, we love you and we know you're listening. Remember, five additional days of the week through Natural News Radio and hundreds of hours of downloadable archives available through GCN as well as Natural News Radio. So you never have to miss anything downloaded to your iPods, iPads, smartphones, carry with you wherever you go around planet Earth so that the power to heal will truly, truly be yours despite the objection of the Fear and Death Administration. But why bacon? Why bacon? Well, you may not be getting enough in this life, so you might want to have some more bacon in the next life. I am going to tell you something that is unbelievable. I for sure thought this was going to be an April Fool's Day story. But do you know that if you really love bacon, you don't have to give it up after you die? Yeah, I'm not kidding. No, this is not an April Fool's joke, or is it? No, it's not. Or is it? No, it's not. Or is it? You're going to have to stay tuned to find out. How is it that you can still get your bacon after you're gone from planet Earth? I'm going to tell you after this break, but you have to keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. 800-259-5791 if you'd like to call in, robertscottbell.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
By the way, if you're depressed on your happy meal, remember the homeopathic medicine Sepia, S-E-P-I-A, Sepia, can help with depression, along with, no, I won't say more, psychiatric drugs, but along with a better diet. My goodness, get away from the happy, slappy meals that are unhappy and slappy. We're going to get to a vaccine to stop heart attacks momentarily, but I said, for you bacon lovers out there, this is for you. That's right. Bacon lovers now can take their bacon to the grave. A company that creates products for lovers of bacon has announced the launch of Bacon McCoffins. Okay, I added the MC because we don't want to get them sued by McDonald's, but Bacon Coffins. Yes, the world's first bacon-wrapped casket. J&D's Foods of Seattle says Bacon Coffin is for those who love bacon to death. I can't make this up. You ate bacon, you decorated your body with bacon, your car with bacon, your home with bacon, and now you can peacefully rest wrapped in bacon. Bacon coffins are finished with a painted bacon and pork shading and accented with gold stationery handles. The interior has an adjustable bed mattress. A bacon memorial tube is completed in ivory crepe coffin linens. The coffin is priced at, well, under $3,000. It's a bargain. It's a relative bargain for a coffin bacon. According to the company, of the approximately 56 million people that die each year worldwide, 2.4 million are in the U.S. alone, and 99% of which loved bacon. Wow, what a market for bacon coffins. Do you want to get buried in a bacon coffin? 800-259-5791. You can call me. Let me know. 800-259-5791. By the way, if you don't want to call in live at any point in time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can reach me at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, to be part of the Robert Scott Bell Show, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bacon coffee. He started this bacon thing because he won $5,000 of prize money from America's Funniest Home Video or something. That's how he started this thing. Hey, $5,000. He's got $1,000 more that he needs to start a bacon implant device company. Did you catch last hour's show? I showed you how you can make a fortune. You can make millions by simply inventing a new implant, filling out the paperwork to FDA, costs about $4,000. And then putting it on the market before they'll pull it off the market years later. So, these guys next, bacon implants. If you can't eat bacon anymore, hell, we'll just implant it into your body. Which leads me to more absurdity from the medical industrial complex. Do you know they're claiming now to have developed a heart attack vaccine? And they say it'll be on the market within 5 years? Yeah, 5 years to market for a vaccine that could stop heart attacks. Gee, I didn't know that it was caused by a virus that you needed an antibody for, did you? No, evidently not. What they're saying here is that they'll either inject it into you or you'll inhale it. Oh, lovely. That was the latest vaccine for heart attacks being inhaled. Attacks could be available. 5 years. Scientists have discovered that the drug stimulates the body's immune system to produce antibodies which prevent heart disease by stopping fat building up in the arteries. Oh, my gosh, it's not. The fat building up in the arteries is the problem. It's that it doesn't. That would be a problem. Wait a second, RSB. Now you've gone too far. You're telling me that the fat building up in my arteries is not a problem? It's that it doesn't? That's a problem? What are you saying? You are so not approved by the FDA now. I'm telling on you, RSB. Well, the fact of the matter is, as I've been stating for years, I'd almost say decades, but over a decade in media, that the very fat that they claim is causing you to have a heart attack is allowing you to live long enough to have that so-called heart attack. You would have been dead decades earlier if it were not for the fat that they want to stop from being deposited upon your arterial walls. Again, RSB, why do you say that? You're really upsetting me now. If it's not the fat in there, then what is it? It's what precedes it. It's what necessitates it. It's what triggers it and stimulates it. Here they want to destimulate your body's innate intelligence processes. They're spitting in the face of creation. by even attempting to create a vaccine that stops this process that is life-saving, life-sustaining. Because when you eat the unhappy, slappy, happy meals, when you eat the big food processed foods that are not foods, you create loads of free radicals. You create loads of toxins, or you facilitate their entry into your body. You overwhelm your liver, your kidney, your spleen, your colon, your lymph, and its ability to detoxify from those toxic poisons and inflammation-inducing compounds, which rush throughout, depending on your body type, your circulatory system, creating, as if they were riding through your bloodstream with little, what would we call, flamethrowers. That's right. Literally, you're eating flamethrowers if you're not eating organically and cleaning up your act. And in certain body types, those flamethrowers just travel around your circulatory system going, what does that do to the lining, the smooth lining of your artery walls and even your veins? It creates inflammation. It damages them. And can you imagine if you took a vaccine to stop the necessary response to that inflammation, to the flamethrowers and debris and shards of glass cutting, micro-cutting your arterial system? Can you imagine what this vaccine would do? It would actually create a genocidal response in millions of people. Millions of Americans, and those of us in the West who grew up on that kind of garbage food, would be dropping down with no symptom, at least overt symptom known to modern medicine. We would die of a breach of arterial wall internally, and we would bleed to death before we knew what happened. Why? Because the very thing that Big Pharma wants to do in creating this vaccine to stop you from getting the fat deposited, the reduce the cholesterol deposits, if you will, which are really largely calcium deposits ultimately, the calcification of those things, the very thing that would stop it, would stop your body's ability to repair the damage caused by eating happy, unhappy, slappy, depression-inducing meals. Big food, which is not food. You follow me? Am I making myself clear? I have to ask, because so many millions of Americans still remain under the hypnotic trance-like state of the Fear and Death Administration, the executive bureaucratic oligarchy for which Obama has no intention of rolling back any more than Mitt Romney has any intention of rolling it back. So America, if you elect either one of those bozos to be your next president, you deserve what you're going to get. Unless you're willing to stand up and nullify them and all of that right now. There is a 10th Amendment to the Constitution, and it does say those powers not specifically granted, enumerated to the federal government, are reserved to the states and the people, respectively. And if you think the Supremacy Clause means that they can vaccinate you to prevent you from getting a heart attack, they're going to facilitate mass death like the genocidal maniacs that they are in the bureaucratic oligarchy right now ruling us. But not here, not now, not ever on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we're coming up, we have a moment of duh to deal with type 2 diabetes and poor little old psychiatry. What will we do without more psychiatrists? We're going to find out after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay with me.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, if you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, yes, irreverent, yes, in your face, it is definitely not your father's health show. Is it your grandpa's? I just don't know. Not trying to scare away any old, little old ladies. Hang with me. I'm just trying to stay awake. I've been blowing it out, man. We've been doing it week after week after week. Travel trips, man. Last week it was the Raleigh Rally for Ron Paul. This week it was the 10th Amendment Center's Nullify Now event. May have to take a day off sometime. I just don't know. We'll see when the kids spring break in it or something. Listen, I'm glad to be here. The number 800-259-5791. A little bit more time if you'd like to call and be part of the show. Of course, 866-939-BELL. If you'd like to be part of it any time of the day or night, you can leave me a message. And on the vaccines to stop heart attacks, remember, increase your omega-3 essential fats. Another critical way of reducing inflammation, healing tissue. But simply reduce your intake of these toxic poisons, free radicals. The damage to the cardiovascular system will be reduced, and heart attack will not ensue. No vaccine necessary. Now, we've covered the criminality in science, the fact that most of these studies are bogus, but sometimes the studies are legitimate. But sometimes the studies are so obvious you wonder who would dare pay for these things. Today it relates to diabetics and exercise, and it can only be called this week's moment of what? What?
Moment
what is it?
Of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Oh, thank goodness for the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases, part of the National Institute of Health. What would we do without them? We could never figure out this. Science now shows us that diabetics who exercise are more mobile. Yes, that's right. If you have type 2 diabetes and you actually move about the cabin, you're more likely to be able to move about the cabin. Overweight or obese adults with type 2 diabetes who lost weight and increased exercise reduced their risk of losing mobility, U.S. researchers found. Who pays for this? Most of you do. Study leader Dr. Griffith P. Rogers, as I said where he's from, said the 4-year randomized clinical trial was designed to determine the long-term effects of intentional weight loss on the risk of developing cardiovascular disease in overweight and obese individuals with type 2 diabetes. And lo and behold, they actually found out that when they moved a bit, exercised a bit, reduced their weight a bit, they maintained their ability to move around, to exercise. Gosh darn it. What is going on out there? What is going on that this could be possible, that exercise could be acknowledged to be good for you? But, of course, how many millions of U.S. taxpayer-funded dollars did it cost to determine the obvious? That's why that was this week's moment of duh. Now, we've got psychiatry in the news. I'm going to get to that in a little while, but I want to reiterate that if you'd like to help somebody reverse type 2 diabetes, you have the freedom to know, despite your government not wanting you to know, about the GTF Chromium that I've talked about here, and you can actually read a book about it if you call up Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. I can't imagine that any of you have not gotten the little booklet by Christopher Barr from Jonathan. In fact, there's one on selenium as well, and you can get both, but you begin to reintroduce the missing minerals from the body and watch miracle happens. The body begins to recover. Function begins to be restored. Also, relating to diabetes, my two favorite homeopathic medicines related to pancreatic function include Lycopodium, which is a club moss, L-Y-C-O-P-O-D-I-U-M, Lycopodium, and the beautiful purple and yellow flower into homeopathic form known as iris. Both of those things are tremendous in helping relieve some of the effects of what we call hypoglycemia and diabetes. Hey, do we have enough psychiatrists? Are you a little nervous there's going to be a shortage of psychiatrists? Yeah, it's possible. There's a new story that says we got to look out. There won't be enough shrinks to go around. You keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, that you won't have to worry a bit, because we got you covered on that front. But I've got that story, and also Obama wanting to hire more IRS agents for Obamacare. We'll talk about that and more on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com. Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, finally, this April Fool's Day live Robert Scott Bell Show broadcast through GCN and affiliates all over planet Earth and these United States. There's some good news. Yes, you've waited for it. I deliver. According to healthfinder.gov, fewer U.S. med students are choosing psychiatry. Oh, bring out the violins. Oh, I'm going to cry. Actually, these would be tears of joy. Shortage of doctors will hit rural areas especially hard, American Psychiatric Association says. Here's my headline. Shortage of doctors will hit rural areas especially hard, where happy people will return en masse to avoid modern psychiatry, which is anything but a helpful, beneficial profession since it abandoned talk therapy for drug therapy. The declining number of U.S. medical students who choose psychiatry as a specialty is cause for concern because there's already a shortage of psychiatrists. Listen, we've all gone mad already, right? We're trying to regain our sanity. That's a big part of what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Wakening from our government-induced insanity. Our government-induced insanity aided along by big food, by big pharma, by the military-industrial complex who wants us to believe there's a boogeyman under every pillow, around every corner of planet Earth and nook and cranny. Coming back to the wrong-headed nature, or lack thereof, of the germ theory, which is what colors all of our behavior here in the West, including our lack of understanding the art of war. Because if you believe there's an enemy around every corner, then you are perfectly justified in preemptive, undeclared war to destroy the enemy that may be one day, that you actually facilitate and create, much like the way we develop and breed antibiotic-resistant bugs by promoting the carpet bombing of the human and animal physiology with these insane, and I say that insane is the way they're using them, yes, insane, antibiotics, whereas they could have been relegated to last resort medicine had they continued embracing things like silver, botanicals like all oil of oregano and other things, essential oils, in fact, that can address microbial overgrowth. But, you know, but no, they had to go with petrochemical medicines. They had to go with patent medicines. They had to abandon common sense, consciousness, to drive people into sickness, illness, unconsciousness, and depression, for which they have no solution except to induce either more depression or to eliminate that depression by eliminating you from life itself. Whether they terminate your body early through big psychiatry or just remove you from reality through drug therapy, the fact that less med students want to be psychiatrists is perhaps one of the little bits of good news, shining light type information coming out of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. But no, they insist we need more psychiatrists.
because there are more people that need help. No, you're inducing psychiatric disorders by the very things you're doing to the people, to our soldiers. You're giving them drugs, whether they be the SSRIs or antipsychotics or, as kids, the Ritalins of the world, which, by the way, used to make you ineligible to be part of the military. Now it's a prerequisite because they're going to pump you through full of methylphenidate and other amphetamines just to keep you going. And then if you're serving in the war theater of Afghanistan, where there is no declaration of war ever been made, and we don't even know why we're there, you will induce delusions that will cause soldiers to shoot anybody and everything in their path under the guise of protecting them from malaria by utilizing something like Larium or Melfloquine, which evidently this soldier recently in Afghanistan was on. Big psychiatry, big government, big food, big military-industrial complex. There is no difference between any of them anymore. And to simply think that you can reform them is delusional in and of itself and may be considered a psychiatric drug deficiency disease. But if you've recognized what I recognize here, in fact, you are one of the awakened ones. And they are working hard to make sure you go back to sleep. Don't let them. Whenever they try, simply nullify them. Withdraw your consent. Then it becomes rape. But if you consent, it's consensual. Even if they duped you, even if they tricked you and you're unconscious in your consent, they'll find a way to say, well, you gave us your permission. Just like 12-year-old girls in California can give their consent to the doctor to get shot up with a death-inducing, sterility-inducing, neurological impact in a dangerous way inducing vaccine like Gardasil without parental consent or authority. We're going to wrap up the show today talking about Obamacare. Is it true that the Obama administration wants 4,000 additional IRS agents to do what? To enforce the edicts of participating in the medical industrial complex? Have you woken? Do you know what this means? Are you awake? Wake up! One more segment. The Robert Scott Bell Show coming right back after this.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You wouldn't be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomet can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomet comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Do you like rocking the health world? Do you wish your friends would rock the health world with you? Well, don't be bashful. Don't be shy. Tell them about the Robert Scadbell Show. Send them to robertscadbell.com and plug into all the latest and greatest in health, freedom, and healing like nowhere else in media. Of course, additional 5 days of the week through Natural News Radio. You can sign up for email alerts there as well, and we'll update you. And during the week, you can call me at 866-939-BELL. In fact, you can call me now and leave a message. We'll get it on the air if you'd like. If you have a question, comment, want to stimulate thought, discussion in any direction, 866-939-2355. The constitutionality of Obamacare. You have to be on major meds to argue that Obamacare is constitutional. But considering that over half of Americans are on major meds and multiple major meds, it's not a surprise to me that many people are arguing that, oh, it must be constitutional to force you to participate because not participating would be violating some segment of the Interstate Commerce Clause, which is used to justify wiping your bottom. That's right. Your bottom, once transited across state lines, we have to wipe it for you. Or we got to tell you how to or what to wipe it with. Thank you, Obamacare. And, of course, thank you to those that supported George W. Bush before Obama. Big government weenies, both of them. How about hiring 4,000 new IRS agents? Wait a sec. I thought you were talking about Obamacare. What does the IRS have to do with Obamacare, with medical care? You know, it used to be that you couldn't even use a number of the beast, a mark of the beast kind of number like a Social Security number as an identifying mark or card, right? The Privacy Act of 1974 said cannot be used that way. How is it used? Everywhere, everywhere. You want anything, you got to have that. Or do you? The IRS wants 4,000 new agents and $300 million to enforce the unconstitutionality of Obamacare. Whether it's overturned or not, the 10th Amendment will overturn it because the states and the people are going to rise up and rise up against it. But you see how the game is played here? Any excuse they can to fund more jackbooted thugs to come in and eat out the heart and the substance of the American people, to enslave them to a medical system that has nothing to do with health and healing and everything to do about disease, decay, and dying and profiting from it and make sure that you stay on food that will induce disease in this way. And then maybe one day they'll come up in 5 years with a vaccine to prevent heart attacks. In fact, you'll die 20 years, 30 years earlier after that vaccine of any number of adverse events, including the fact that if they're right and if they stop the process of fat deposits happening on your arterial walls, you will die long before you have a heart attack of internal bleeding. Because the entire process of depositing cholesterol, if you will, on your arteries is to save your life because you have inflammation coming from the standard American diet. Yes, approved by the FDA. Thank goodness, right? The FDA says it's approved. Run the other way. Listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Health reforms insurance mandate says that if you do not have adequate, how do they define adequate? Oh, well, they'll just make it up as they go along. If you don't have adequate insurance, you'll have to pay a fine as part of your tax return. According to Elizabeth McDonald of Fox Business, if your business doesn't provide affordable coverage, you'll have to pay a fine to the IRS too as part of your tax return filing. Now, that's kind of why I had B.J. Lawson on last week. If you're still stuck in the system, there may be affordable ways to get adequate coverage for primary care. That might be enough. But if it's not, because they could change the rules, then what do you do? Nullify them. According to Fox News analyst James Farrell, new IRS reporting requirements under Obamacare, should it end up being declared constitutional, will require individuals to disclose personal insurance plan information, such as coverage provisions and costs, to the IRS. Oh, yes, that's right. That's right. They just want you to have access to good medical care.
my aspirin they do. This is about raising money. This is about enslaving you even further. Have you had enough yet? Don't you love it that you're propping up foreign governments and foreign banks? Don't you feel good about paying your fair share? The provisions will also require individuals to reveal whether or not they have been offered health insurance by their employers, so they can go out and bankrupt them, too, and further destroy the economy, except they'll save it by mandating everybody become part of a medical experiment under Obamacare and the artificial economy for which it stands. Another stated reason, believe it or not, this is another reason. This is great. Good government, we need more of it. Make it bigger, please. Another reason stated for the increase in agents and budget funds that they want at IRS is to enforce the new tanning excise tax. I guess too many tanning bed centers are not adding 10% to your tanning session so you can increase vitamin D production. So they want more agents to swarm tanning salons, health clubs, beauty parlors, and other businesses that offer tanning services, so they can be levied just like they levy alcohol and tobacco. That according to the Daily Caller, planning to devote 81 of its agents full-time to collecting 10% additional tax from all tanning salons. More quotes here. Obamacare bashes into the Constitution at every turn because it is fundamentally in conflict to the essential founding principles of this country. Freedom and the sovereignty of states and citizens, writes Grace Marie Turner for Canada Free Press. In Canada, they got it. They don't get it here in America. It turns control over one-sixth of our economy to the federal government, ceding life and death decisions to the state. I'm here to tell you it has already been doing that. As people operating within the medical industrial complex, the licensed minions of Big Pharma and the state, medical doctors, already controlling much of the economy, your life, making decisions. Story after story after story. We have to cover 6 days a week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And Mike Adams doing so wonderfully at Natural News to let you know about this. Do we live in a tyranny, a medical slave state, a bureaucratic oligarchy? Do we want liberty? Are you going to wait for the Supreme Court to decide appropriately that it's unconstitutional? Or are you going to stand with the states that have no standing because the senators are not chosen by the state legislatures? They're voted by popular vote by a bunch of drug-induced sheeple. Or are you going to stand and say, no more. I deny you that which you claim to have over me, over you, over all of us. You serve me. I am no longer a slave to you. I nullify you. Remember that word, nullify. Remember that word, nullification. Start using it, as Tom Woods says, in all manners of action. Make it part of your life. No, it is not racist. It is racist not to nullify, because only central bureaucracies can institutionalize racism. Nullification can help us move back to liberty and protect the rights of each individual, because there are no such thing as group rights. Not here, not now, not ever on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we believe in your individual liberty, the healing freedom that is yours by the grace of God and your birth, because on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.